This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast on my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer, right here in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations all across America and around the world via the internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all of those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody out there working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along. That goes for our over-the-road truck drivers, our men and women out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, as well as coming down into the zone where Ian hit, delivering the much-needed hurricane supplies down there. Now, Felix and the mail haulers, bulk mail drivers, thanks so very much for doing the great job you're doing. Our suicide jockeys hauling the gas and the diesel and the jet fuel, too, as well as our Amazon, our warehouse people, and our drivers out delivering the packages for them. And don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, we're on Parler, we're on Gab, we're on Getter, we're on True Social, we're on Twitter, all as Captain's America. That's Captain with an S, America lowercase. Now, our website is simply the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Go over there, check it out, see what we have to offer. And right now, the man, the myth, the legend out there in California, and they're waiting, they've been waiting. Get ready, Kyle. It's Kyle Warren, the professor of politics.
All right, well, thank you very much, Captain. Good morning to everybody.
They are giving you a double dose because they needed to get warm again before they go back in for that last little, it's time to shut the doors and go to bed stuff. But they're having a good time up there in the porch, and a lot of them are here for, I guess, the college game is in town this weekend. I'm not sure. I think the Bucks are out playing away somewhere, but anyway, is what it is. Are you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance
to the flag.
To the flag
of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
You betcha. And we underline an exclamation mark, put points around those words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Now, Mr. Kyle, have you been watching what's been going on with AOC at some of these town halls in her district?
This is really powerful stuff, Captain. The fact that she's getting heckled to the extent that she is really off the charts.
By her own people.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. Accusing her of not stopping nuclear war, this kind of stuff. And then, of course, the usual chanting that AOC has to go, that kind of stuff.
And we're not green enough. We're still using oil. Why are we still using oil?
Well, right. Yeah, exactly. The idea.
I know the answer. I know the answer.
Well,
there aren't enough skateboards to go around.
Right, right. But, of course, she is being vilified for, quote-unquote, selling out, according to the far left that's really, really heckling her. In fact, Captain, this is exactly what it sounded like at the town hall meeting. We'll just give you a little bit of this so you can get the idea of just how intense it really is getting. You know, they're beating the drum and all that stuff.
Somebody's banging on a soup can.
Yeah, that's right. And it just goes on and on and on.
I hear her trying to yell back.
Well, one of the things, too, that's right. One of the things, too, is that she was sort of sitting on this platform or stage, and she was kind of dancing along to the drum beat as they were heckling her. And then there was some other stuff that happened. The lights went out for a few moments, and, of course, there's security, quite rightly so, ushered her out of the room. She came back when the lights came back on and tried to address the crowd again. But it's not looking good for AOC these days.
So is the love fest with AOC over?
Well, it sure does appear that way because, you know, she hasn't delivered to their estimation on the far left liberal policies, although she's done a lot. She's really tried very hard, but maybe she's losing her luster here.
Well, I've heard some of the people that were interviewed say that, you know, they're losing money, they don't have a job, they've been on unemployment, or their business is going under and they can't get any help, and she's made all kinds of money because suddenly she's worth about $8 million.
Well, sure. And isn't that something? And of course, you do have those who think that she's not left enough or delivering enough. But those other constituents, Captain, are the ones you're talking about, that they don't have a job. They don't have a future. Nothing is things are really getting rotten for them. And so, you know, this is the old-fashioned American way. You can go and make your voice heard.
And what did she do to Amazon when they wanted to come there?
Oh, she drove them out, you know, with extreme prejudice, shall we say.
And how many jobs were they going to create?
Oh, it was thousands. I know it was thousands.
About 15 to 20,000.
Yeah, that's right. At least 20,000 up in that realm. And that would have been huge for her district.
Well,
but,
sure.
But again, the ideology takes over, and it's like, okay, and you're supposed to like it, Captain. You're supposed to say, oh, I'm so glad she did that.
Yeah, I'm not. Hold that thought. We'll be right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Kyle Warner, professor of politics, and myself. And how about the United Kingdom? You think we got problems? Boy, are they having a mix.
Hardest working overnight radio talk host in America, New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor, Captain Matt Bruce, on the Captain's America Third Watch. Tune in daily between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern. Always American, always conservative.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Youngevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're in the right spot for tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens with retired New York Fire Rescue Captain and World Trade Center attack survivor Matt Bruce right here on the Captain's America Third Watch.
You betcha. Thank you very much, Frank Silvato. He'll be around in, a couple hours. You'll want to stick around for him. Always a wealth of information. We're going to talk about a lot of stuff there. And this portion of the program, my conversation with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. Now, Relief Factor is a product that I have been taking for over 8 years. I take it because it works. It's that simple. And if you've got any kind of pain or maybe you got some muscle aches, doesn't have to necessarily be something you broke, an old injury or whatnot, but you got something that's nagging and you just want to get rid of it and you tried some other stuff and it doesn't work, well, the all-natural Relief Factor will, because it's designed to go after those struggling back and neck, shoulder, hip, knee, ankle, foot, toe. It's designed to go after those problems. And it works. That's all I can tell you, it works. I've been taking it for over 8 years, and the product works. Now, you have to take it in the morning to start. You can try to take it in the middle of the day, but it's best to take it in the morning, get it in your system, so that if something were to happen, it would automatically kick in and start working, because then after about 4 hours or so, when you get ready to have your next meal or snack or whatever, you should always take this with food, I might add, because it works better that way, you will then find out that the pain will go away. Now, I've had a few times when I've had to take it a second time because something got agitated or aggravated or irritated, and I've taken the second packet after taking the one earlier in the day, and it works. It works. Plus, it reduces the swelling, reduces the inflammation that comes along with a lot of the pain that you have because you've done something that has thumped you up a little bit, if you know what I mean. So give it a try. $19.95 is what it costs for the 3-week quick start. It's been that price ever since I've been with them, over 8 years. $19.95 is a three-week quick start. You get it by going to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. Give it a try. See if it'll work for you. I think it just might. Because like Kyle Warren likes to say,
all you have to lose is pain.
Listen to that. Right on cue. Right on cue. All right. You know, I think it's the shortest reign in British history. But the United Kingdom's new prime minister, I think she lasted about 3 weeks. Something like that. 10, 15 days.
Yeah,
somewhere
like 42 days, I think.
Okay, but that took that long to get her nominated and all that. But anyway, she had to resign. And she was in office, I guess, let's see here, 6 weeks. She had to resign after her economic proposal to borrow billions of dollars to fund tax cuts for the wealthy rolled Britain's financial markets and set the pound to an all-time low against the dollar. Well, the Brits don't like that. And they didn't like that happening, and they wanted her head, and they got it. And now, guess who we hear is in the mix to come back?
Who's that?
Boris Johnson. Yep, sure is.
Yeah.
Because maybe he wasn't quite so bad after all.
Right, right. Well, this is certainly unprecedented, Captain. It seems as though the Prime Minister, of course, as you said, she resigned. She basically said she couldn't deliver on the mandate to which she was elected to by the Conservative Party. So she actually, in the process is, she had to go talk to King Charles and tell him that she was resigning as the leader. So
dissolving the government, I think they call it.
That's right. So now they have to do it all over again here. But yes, this is a big deal. The economic situation, of course, in Great Britain and even in Europe, is also very significant. And this is one of the things we hear here at home, because you have even Nancy Pelosi the other day saying, oh, inflation, well, that's a global issue, you know, as if, well, there's nothing we can do about it here. They're just like, you know, just live with it because it's a global issue. So they're trying to even use that as a smokescreen.
Yeah, well, it's not going to work for them. They can try, but trying and getting it to work are just two different things. Okay, Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin announced, and this is kind of screwy, announced that the Pentagon is going to take money that was designed for COVID, and they're going to pay for troops' abortion travel expenses with it.
Well, yeah, that's, you know, are we surprised about any of this at this point?
I'm not.
No, not at all. I mean, here we go. They keep hammering this issue as if it's a mark of virtue or this kind of thing, because again, it just seems like they get fixated on this particular kind of issue that just seems to go together with the political talking points of the Democrat Party.
Yes. Now, Anthony Blinken was out and about, and he made a comment. He said China is currently speeding up plans for their takeover of Taiwan, which could come any time this coming year, next year, or the year after, but they believe it's going to be sooner rather than later.
Right, and this should be very, very concerning. And, of course, Captain, the position of which not only the Democrats but the president himself are in right now, I think in some weird, bizarre, twisted way, they think that, hey, if China invades Taiwan, that could actually strengthen our position, because then we could go on and on about China and we could look like we're really trying to do something and whatnot, and it would try to deflect a lot of the actual issues that are causing them to drop like a rock in the polls. So I think we should all be very, very concerned about this.
China,
about this kind of eventuality. Yeah.
China is the one subject that could change the election.
Right, precisely. That's
now,
exactly
now,
it.
Now, are they going to do something in the meantime? I don't think so. But I wouldn't be surprised if the Russians don't do something, because I don't know if you heard this or not, but the Russians fired a couple of missiles at a United Kingdom spy plane that was flying over Ukraine and they didn't really say what it was, or nobody said, wham, bam, thank you, ma'am, sorry we missed, or whatever. They somehow or another got off two missiles firing at a spy plane, and the spy plane was able to stop the missiles from striking.
And, you know, Captain, is the war going to start by Vladimir Putin launching a nuclear weapon at somebody? No, it could start with something comparatively smaller.
That would do it.
Well, precisely. And this is the kind of thing that we have to be so on guard for, because the escalation of this conflict is going to be our doom in that sense. And I'm not trying to be facetious. I really do think that all these parties that are involved have to be incredibly careful, because Vladimir Putin would probably like nothing more than to have some kind of a major escalation happen, because he's ready to go down with the ship at some point, it looks like.
Boy, does it ever. And that's dangerous when you got somebody like that that's sitting in that type of position. By the way, you know what red flag gun seizures are, right?
Well, sure, that's right. Somebody can make a complaint or something, mm-hmm. And we got to go check that out.
Yep. Well, they've had 15,000, the feds, 15,000 and 49 red flag gun seizures since the beginning of 2020.
That's really significant.
Yeah. I hadn't heard a word about it until yesterday.
Well, it would seem to me, too, that obviously, you know, the idea is you can't deprive someone of their constitutional rights without some kind of due process. But it looks like the red flag laws are, for lack of a better expression, an end run around that, at least temporarily. But it seems to me that they'd have to be able to really verify the reasoning behind it. So it can't simply be you attack your political or your opponent or in life. You know, somebody, you just don't like somebody, so you drop a dime on them and try to get them to get their weapons taken away, that kind of thing.
Somehow I don't think a dime would work anymore. I think it'd take a quarter or a dollar. What do you think?
Yeah, but it sounds good. Drop a dime. It's the old expression.
Yeah, it is the old expression. I remember when they used to say that. Okay. Biden State Department right now is giving $20,000, yep, $20,000 for drag shows in Ecuador.
Feels like we're getting to the end of everything, doesn't it?
Oh, my God. Isn't that something?
Yeah.
All right,
yeah.
Hold that thought, Kyle. All right, folks, we're coming back with more. Kyle Warner, professor of politics, and yours truly. Don't go anywhere. I'm going to let Kathy take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
USA Radio News.
A federal appeals court has rejected Senator Lindsey Graham's bid to avoid testifying before an Atlanta grand jury investigating whether former President Donald Trump interfered in the 2020 election, ruling that Graham had, quote, failed to demonstrate that his appeal of a lower court's order would succeed. The Republican has asserted that he was engaging in legitimate inquiries as a lawmaker when he contacted a Georgia official. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis drew a line in the sand telling reporters he is against mandatory COVID-19 vaccine shots for children. The Supreme Court has turned away an emergency appeal from a Wisconsin taxpayer group challenging President Joe Biden's loan forgiveness program. This is USA Radio News.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Harry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Was founded so that a trained veteran healthcare staff can help veterans with drug and alcohol addictions. Our track record of success with veterans is based upon the bond that vets have with vets. Once your time with us is up, your chance of relapse is greatly diminished due to our concept of recovery through common ground. Alcohol, drugs, military sexual abuse, post-traumatic stress are all treated under the guidance of skilled doctors who served our country just like you. Call them at 888-VET-NOW-2 or visit the website heroesmile.com and tell them the captain said.
All righty, the captain did send you, and by the way, Heroes Mile, guys and gals, whether you've been in the military and you're having problems, or you've been a police officer, or a paramedic, an EMT, or a firefighter, and you're having problems, whether they're personal, whether they're physical, whether they're mental, whether it's financial, whatever it might happen to be, this is a group of veterans and first responders that will work with you mano a mano and try to help you get back on track for whatever the problems are that you're having. And I mean, they really, honestly care. Now, the website is heroesmile.com, heroesmile.com. And the phone number to call is 888-VET-NOW-2. That's 888-VET-NOW-2. Now, I am involved with these people. I am working with them. I can send you in the right direction, have you talk to the right people, if that's what you need. And they're willing to do whatever it takes to help you. Again, these are guys that walk the walk like you did, talk the talk. They've been in some of the same places you've been. Firefighters, there's a bunch of guys that have responded to some of the worst disasters of our time that are there. Same for EMT, EMS, mass shootings, some people there trying to help out their brothers and sisters. But I'll tell you what, give them a try. If all else has failed, you don't know what to do or where to turn, They will help you. Harrellsmile.com. Harrellsmile.com. The phone number again, 888-VET-NOW, the number 2. 888-VET-NOW, the number 2. And don't be afraid to tell them the captain sent you, because I'm not afraid to tell you that I'm involved with them. So there you go. All right, back to the one and only Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hello, Mr. Kyle.
Hello, Captain.
Now, we have a situation. We found out more information about it yesterday, and that is Iran and how they are involved in the Ukraine. Now, the situation there is not just that the Ukraine is having to deal with drones that were given to the Russians that are being fired upon them by the Iranians. That's bad enough, right?
Right.
It's the fact that there are Iranian troops now on the ground with the Russians going around with these drone units, showing them how to get them to take off and land and rearm them and refuel them and do all the different things that are there. They're actually boots on the ground in Crimea and eastern Ukraine as we speak.
You know, Captain, that's incredibly significant, to say the least. And I will say this as well. You know how anybody who seems to say anything about Vladimir Putin somehow is looked at as a, you know, pawn of Putin or this kind of thing. In fact, even just recently was the dealings with Saudi Arabia, trying to sort of paint them in that light to some degree. Well, here we have this evidence and this kind of thing.
It is evidence.
Iran directly. Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Directly helping Vladimir Putin. So my question to the administration would be, Captain, when is the president going to come out, denounce Iran, and say there is no nuclear deal, nothing of the sort, until you stop helping Vladimir Putin, because you're all pro-Russia now, basically. And of course, I don't think we're going to hear anything like that anytime soon, but that would be what you might expect. And, of course, tell Iran in conjunction with that that we're going to make sure that you don't develop a nuclear weapon. And watch out, because you're obviously picking your side here.
Mm-hmm. Well, we need to bring the UN together, however it is we do that. And the Ukraine is saying, well, we're going to cut diplomatic ties with Iran after the drone incident. Well, hell with that. How about the boots on the ground you got in your country that are firing drones at you? How about that?
Well, of course. Well, right. Yeah, well, obviously, again, these are things that are you might hear somebody in the State Department or Pentagon say, escalatory. Well, of course it's escalatory. And obviously, Captain, this is another thing that shows that Russia isn't where they've made all these different inroads and so forth. They're still not closing the deal, as it were, in terms of winning the war, and they need everything they can get at this point. That's what I think this shows.
Okay, well, there's been a fourth rupture in the Navy's water system in Hawaii, meaning there'll be more delays for about 93,000 users that won't have fresh water. My goodness.
Yeah, that's just terrible. I mean, what else can you say?
Well, I'm now to the point where I wonder if this is being something that's being deliberately done.
Well, it could be. Could very well be.
Okay. Now, the other thing is, the Moderna CEO, Stephanie Banso, has just announced that the majority of people out there do not need the COVID-19 boosters because the virus is now comparable to the seasonal flu. What do you think?
Well, you know, this is where it looks like it's all going. I don't think, Captain, there's any desire out there among the vast majority of the American people to go get more and more boosters. Now, that being said, your doctor may say that they recommend that you get this or that booster, but that would be based on your particular health situation, their particular advice. But we know, Captain, even before COVID, people would get the flu very badly, and unfortunately, many thousands of people die every year from the flu, mm-hmm. and people are getting their flu shots. That's why they go get their flu shots.
I just got mine a week ago.
Overall, exactly, I remember exactly. Mm-hmm. And but yes, if the COVID emergency is passed, then I don't see people going and running out and getting vaccinations.
Yeah. Now, Democrats nationwide are campaigning hard on abortion. They believe that's their issue. And Florida Democrats are no exception. In fact, with the possibility of the Republican-led state legislature imposing a ban on abortion, Florida Democrats are encouraging women to seek abortions in other states. And there was a tweet this week by the Florida Democrats account that claimed that Ron DeSantis' extreme abortion laws are already endangering women who've had to leave Florida to find the care they need. Because of this, they have designed pamphlets for escaping Ron's laws on abortion called PERLA, P-E-R-L-A, to help women find resources and safe care outside the state of Florida. Well, isn't that terrible that they've got to have this care because they've got to have this abortion? Oh, again, you know, we're right back where we were before. Again, the reason for an abortion. This isn't just to go out there and take somebody's life at will. A child that can't defend themselves. I understand if there's something going on with the health of the mother, this, that, and the other, and all that. I totally get that. But just to have an abortion because, well, I don't want this kid. I mean, come on.
Well, that's right. Or as Stacey Abrams pointed out, it's an inflation fighter.
Yeah, it is. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You remember what she said?
I do. We have a clip of that if we have time.
I want to hear that. We got just about 30 seconds.
Okay, here we go.
Be clear. Having children is why you're worried about your price for gas. It's why you're concerned about how much food costs. For women, this is not a reductive issue. You can't divorce being forced to carry an unwanted pregnancy from the economic realities of having a child. And so these are, it's important for us to have both and conversations.
There she was, Stacey Abrams.
Because she doesn't want a child, you can have an abortion. Well, how about maybe you don't get pregnant to begin with?
Well, you know,
I think there's something called abstinence I heard about a long time ago. That's number one. And if you can't be abstinent, then, hey, go have your tubes tied.
Well, I do think, too, Captain, that because the abortion issue was sent back to the states where it constitutionally belongs, it's part of this process that's still going on in our nation. So states will have to hash this out. And that's the hard part of making the sausage, as they say. So it will take time, but it will get hashed out.
All right, well, we're going to make the weather sausage when we come back and take a look at the weather against you. Hang on there, Kyle. Folks, this is the Captain's America Third Watch. We're going to break. We're coming right back. And, oh, yeah, we're going to talk about the weather. Don't go nowhere. I shall return. And Kyle Warren, too.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Hi, this is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
$5. That's the donation I need you to make to my campaign today.
Okay, I got to get rid of that because there's a political ad that just kicked down here with this music. So here we go. Let's get this over here. Let's see if I can get this started. Where is it? There it is. All right. Here we go. Oh, That is a 1969 version, Kyle, of Chicago, known at the time as the Chicago Transit Authority. Remember them?
That's right. Yeah, Chicago Transit Authority was dropped eventually just to just be Chicago.
Yep, and that's called I'm a Man. Let's see here. Remember this? This part? All right, that's the drummer doing his thing. We don't have time to play all that, or I would, because that's, you know, that's when it really starts to get good. Chicago Transit Authority. All right, Kyle, you take it away. Tell us what's going on out west. God knows you got plenty of weather. We got a big old storm brewing out there. The snow's headed east, too, I might add.
Well, that's exactly right, Captain. And, of course, as we head into the weekend, we're definitely going to see that cold air. Also, a lot of high winds across the west we're expecting as well, especially in Colorado. If you head out I-70 this weekend, west of Denver, you could run into not only snow but also some pretty high winds as well. We have winter storm watches all over the place, especially down through Utah, going to follow the 15. Interstate 15 there, and of course eastward of that as well, all the way down to St. George. Right now we've got a freeze watch in southern Nevada. We've also got freeze watches up near Reno, up near I-80 as well, and then on up 395 into California, into places like Susanville, so be aware of that. Winter storm watch in most of eastern Montana. This is going to cover Bozeman, Helena, Butte, Missoula, and so forth, and also into central Idaho as well. And then, of course, as we watch for the snowfall that's predicted across the west, Captain, it's going to be a lot. We're going to get a lot of snow in the mountains. It's going to be very cold air, 6 to 12 inches of snow, local amounts up to 30 inches, we understand.
Way up top.
Utah and the Rockies and on the Tetons in Wyoming as well, and also along Sawtooth Range in Idaho. So just be careful, be prepared, and drive carefully out there.
And let me remind everybody, if you're going out west and you're going up over the top of the rocks, up through those mountain passes, you need to be carrying iron, because you're going to have to hang it if it gets really bad up there. And you know that. You know what the fines are if you get caught up there. So this isn't the time to do it. So before you leave your house, if you've got chains, put them on. Get them up on the side of the truck. Get them ready to go. You know the rules. You know the way it works. And they don't monkey around, especially when the first storms, because that's when we have the problems, especially the rookie drivers. Good Lord. Get them up there in a snowstorm. And we used to call it Swift Alley up there between them and, let's see, who was the other one? I think it was Consolidated Freightways up on I-80 coming out of Elk Mountain. We had a big, long area in there. It was up, down, up, down, up, down, and a few curves in the road and all that stuff. And the pups were just go off the road, next thing you know, you'd have them in the ditch, upside down, backwards, up in the middle, wherever, with the first couple of snows until they found out how to drive again. And then they got smart and said, you can't pull triples out through here. When the weather gets bad, you got to drop the third trailer wherever it is that you can do it safely off the road, and then continue with your double, and then send somebody back to get the third trailer. So that really got to be interesting after a while out there, my friend.
I can imagine, yes.
All right, now, we do have some dry weather out in the Midwest. Don't care. Dry weather isn't going to create any problems except for the people that might be in the local area. But we do have some unsettled weather conditions right now across about half of Indiana and across most of Kentucky, across a lot of Illinois, across the southeastern part of Missouri. So be advised there. Also coming across in Georgia tonight, central part of Georgia to include Atlanta. It's going to be rather chilly. So the last night of the really bone-chilling stuff, temperatures down around freezing. We've got warmer temperatures here where I'm at tonight as well as elsewhere. We do have temperatures now down in the 50s, whereas last night they were down at 50, headed for the upper 40s. So we're about 10 degrees warmer tonight right here where I'm at. And that'll be gone after today. We do have a bunch of frost advisories up I-95, up around Savannah, Georgia, up into Georgia itself, or Savannah, Georgia, up into South Carolina itself, over towards Myrtle Beach. And then going up the road, let's see here, coming out of Philadelphia and the high elevations of Maryland up into Philadelphia, you've got a frost advisory there. You've got a frost advisory with a freeze warning up in the Albany area in New York State. And then up along I-95 coming out of the northern part of Massachusetts up into Maine to about Bangor, Maine. You've got a freeze warning up in there with some rather rough seas at the moment because the winds are up. They've got gale conditions on the water. So that's what we got right there. That's what it's looking like. Kyle, tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we will talk to you tonight.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. We appreciate him. And don't forget the pilot and Flying J. Always bring you the Trucker's Highway and Byway report. So don't go nowhere. We're coming right back here, and I'm going to switch to a little telephone line here, and we're going to get Denise Simon for a little bit. Good morning, Denise Simon.
Good morning.
You know, Joe Biden yesterday, it's hard to figure out. He told Fetterman's wife that she was going to make a great senator.
No, I think he said first lady in the Senate.
He told her, and I got the quote here, she would make a great senator. He said that other part first, and then he finished it by saying she would make a great senator. And it turned everybody's head, of course. Gotta love it.
Yeah.
I mean, I mean, it's just day after day after day after day. But then again, I think they're starting to get the picture because he wouldn't be out on the road if they... And the other thing is, this is great. When he left, they did a push poll up there when he was around. And Fetterman lost 2 points. Dr. Oz went up by 2 points as a result of that.
Well, I was kind of impressed to actually see Fetterman in a suit and tie.
Yeah, being held up by somebody. No, I'm just kidding. No, he was, in a suit and tie. And it looked like a very nice suit, too. That's great.
Yeah, but, you know, I watched a little bit of that, and Biden didn't have a lot to say to the man when they first met. I mean, it was really kind of weird. Yeah. I'm not sure that he knew who he was. He just kind of shook his hand.
Yeah.
Moved on.
Yeah, he spent more time with the wife.
Mm-hmm.
getting to know the wife. Oh, boy. All right, well, we'll be right back, folks, with Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. And, yeah, there's plenty of stuff to talk about as to what Joe Biden is up to and has been doing. And I'll tell you, we definitely will get back into Ukraine. And Denise and I are going to talk more about Iran and what they're doing. Because none of this is pretty. None of it. We'll be back. Don't go away.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
All of that.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.